Thanks to North Point Toyota, one of our 5AA friends and family is Carlton senior coach, AFL great Michael Malthouse. Mick, before we get in, I just would love you to pass a comment on the sad, sad loss of Philip Hughes yesterday.
Like everyone else, I think it'd be fair to say any sportsman in this world would be just stunned by what took place. I know when it happened, you know, it happened and we sort of thought, well, please God, you know, he's going to be okay. There was a hint from, I reckon, everyone at the ground, though, that this is pretty serious. Well, obviously very serious. And turn the telly on, and I was just totally stunned. Mm. And then, you know, I rang home, and you just cannot believe that. Listening to the doctor say that it's probably 1 in 100 that's just at the right angle, the right thing, and it flips him and it gets in the wrong spot. So,
just
I don't think any sportsman on this earth, in particular in Australia, anyway. Let's narrow it down to Australia. And we've seen with the English and New Zealanders and Sri Lankans and everyone else, all just their heart goes out to it. And I reckon that the whole, you know, maybe it's the sporting world, but we just stopped.
We did.
We just stopped.
Yesterday we all stopped.
And it's even worse today, I think, when the announcement was made, like, we were on air and it was just, we just sort of felt
numb.
Pointless. Yeah. I was just
totally and utterly numb. And I just spoke to Rob Wiley and he said, and he stopped, we were talking about this and he stopped and he said, I just didn't know what to do. Mm. And I think everyone's in the same boat. You'd love to reach out and help, but, you know, we're restricted and our heart goes out to the family, it goes out to the young bowler, it goes out to cricket, it goes out to sportsmen. Mm. And there's death all around us. And, you know, we see it in the Middle East, we see it in cars, we see it in people with cancer, but when it's a sportsman that's so dedicated to want, and clearly a great kid, wanting to be so good and just doing what he does as a profession, and to die like that, I think it's so sad.
Yeah, beautiful words. Look, we had the draft. What did you get? And are you happy? You're all happy.
We're all happy. I'm a great share. And I say that because I just love football clubs to think that you just share everything. You know, like sometimes it's too much about the senior coaching. And you like to think that everyone has their go at that time. And I walk past our little... Because I just sit outside my office and I said to them, your grand final coming up? You know, this is about 3 weeks ago. And I never stopped. I didn't stop on them. I made them edgy. I wanted the sweat on their seats. And they come away and we come up here together. We've got the cab up here together. And I said, boys, this is your grand final. I said, you know what? You can't fail today because you're read out four names and no one's going to know them. No. And everyone's going to go... Well, Carlton picked well, and Collingwood picked well, and Essendon picked well, and Port picked well.
Can't believe he was there.
No, oh, God almighty. We had him at number four. We had him at number four. We got him at number 70, you know. But anyway, and you know, at the end of the day, well, next year we'll come back and we'll do it all again. Yeah. And the only way you can do it all again is if players move out. Mm. So, look, I'm delighted in this. I'll say about Jaden Foster.
That was your pick 63, yeah, yes. Called a Cannons.
I coached his father. Right. So this could be a father-son again. I've got two fathers.
Please.
I've got a father-son already in Justin Crowe and Maxie Crowe. This will be, if Jaden plays senior football and we pick him to play senior footy, I coach his dad, Fozzie. So he's already got Fozzie Bear. That'll be his nickname.
That's a great story.
Pick 60, Clem Smith. Tell us about him.
Clem Smith, great story in the paper the other day. My wife read it. She said, you've got to pick this bloke. I did, and she's going to think now she's the head of
recruiting.
Clem, young Indigenous lad, just took up with a family, white family in Perth, and he's Rob Wiley. There is a connection. Rob Wiley coached him in the under-16s and said he's the hardest kid I've ever not hard as in coaching hard, hardest at the ball he's ever seen.
Wow. Rob's seen a few over the duration.
He has. Yeah, well, look at his nose. He's run into a few of those blokes too. So, but we're delighted to get him. He is one that's jumped up. Because I know that he was going to be picked in the senior state side, and they said, no, you can't have him because we're going to pick him in an under-18 side. Yeah. And the other two lads, well, they're first and second pick.
Before we move on, you told us a story about Clem Smith, your wife, who has a lot of influence, as mine does on me, and yours picks.
You got to accept.
Apparently, has to move in too.
She said he's moving in. She
Mick.
Said, I love this kid. I love this story. He's moving in. I said, well,
okay.
Where's he going to sleep? Well, where do I sleep? I said,
beautiful story.
Just tell us in 30 seconds, Blaine Bockhurst and
Brocas, yeah.
Yeah, Dylan.
Yeah, good luck with that one, Vix. Yeah, 20, good luck, Vix.
A 21-year-old, been around for...
Okay.
Just didn't grab it, didn't see it. Come from Port Hedland, a bit laid back and this sort of stuff. Come back to Perth and just... I've got to say, I'm staggered. He's such an elite type of player.
Size-wise, what is he?
He's 187.
Okay.
He's a mid... Come outside. He'll play wing. He'll play half forward for us. Dylan Voge Rainbow. He's a young kid. As we drafted him, I noticed one of our recruiters' phones went on. I looked at it and there's a little text and it said, "Thank you so much." And I'm a little bit. Yeah. You know, you get cuddly at this sort of stuff. You know, I just think that is so good to see a kid want to be with you and respect you. You know?
Well, I think that's the thing that in my time, in the last 5 or 6 years, the clubs have done so much better. The unbelievable scrutiny they put them through. It's not just about their football ability. Yeah. It's also about the character of the people. And very rarely, you know, we heard it. We saw the top 10, and in particular, the number one pick when he just jumped up.
Paddy
and just
McCartney.
Yeah, Paddy off the cuff just spoke beautifully for about 2 minutes. And you think, wow, when I was 18, you were flat out getting two words out. So they're so much better prepared now, which is great. Yeah.
Have you addressed your firepower up forward, Carlton?
Well,
I'm
very excited about Liam Jones.
Yes.
Very excited about
From
Liam Jones.
From the Bulldogs.
Yes. He's extremely powerful. I think that we've got a bit of a... there is a difference for us because I thought that with Jones, he was technically the number one man and I don't know whether he handled that really well. I think we've got... You know, when you look at Henderson, we've got Casbolt. Mm. We've got Menzel and, even Cruiser, if he plays down there. We've got enough players to say, look, you'll actually work behind these players or in front of these players. So what it does...
It's not a bad forward line when you just wheeled them all off like
well,
that.
Yeah, he's deceptively tall. He's 198, I think.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah. So
he's
powerful. Gonna, very, very powerful.
He's going to have a height advantage most
and
weeks.
We never know. Fozzie Bear might get a game.
Little Fozzie Bear.
Yeah, 96.
I read during the week you said you're about a month ahead in your preparation compared to last year. That must be pleasing.
Yeah, it is. We just had too many blokes down last year. So it just took its toll. And I said that then we'll go up to 2 months. And you might say, well, how do you work that out? But we're getting further... operations before Christmas, and it just put us so far behind. So I'm, you know, touch wood. We've only, you know, Walker's still there, and so is Doherty, still recovering. But I think we're in a much better position.
Couple of footy things, because we love talking footy with you, Mick. The match review panel got revamped. I was happy. I was joyous. And I know you were, because you and I, now, Bix doesn't believe this. You and I led the charge. Did we or did we not?
Well, you're the one. You were right.
Mick, don't feed him.
No, he's like the German band. He was right out in front.
I played it like a German band with Mick and Brad and Chris Scott behind me. So put that in your pipe.
And Mark Evans, Rowey's had a bit to say.
We better take heed.
He rang me up and he said, "Listen, we've got to please this bloke Rowe because he's driving us nuts."
But it is good. There's a bit of precedence. It's going to be easy.
Yeah. Common sense. Common sense is very rare.
Yeah.
It's not so common.
It isn't so common, is it?
So if we get it right, we're going to get these things right instead of just guesswork.
The two adjustments with the umpiring, they're talking about holding the ball, just tightening that illegal disposal and the opportunity.
2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Well,
drops off.
We'll have hope with that. And also is blocking in the marking contest. Is that going to be policeable, do you think?
Well, it's supposed to be. We know the rules are the rules. It's just they become a bit lenient at certain times and they get harassed for a couple of weeks until the next one comes. You know, I'm not bagging umpires. I just think that they hit so many bits and pieces. All I want to know is that when something comes up, could you please let all the coaches know that you're going to actually start to police it a little bit differently on a week-to-week basis? They say it doesn't happen. Believe me, having coached for 1,267 years, I'm telling you, it does happen.
Well, if anyone could feel aggrieved with the umpires this year, I think twice against Geelong. I shouldn't have brought it up, Mick. He's just fallen off his chair.
Mick's just giving me a camel bite again. Wasn't me, Mick.
Yeah, so I've enjoyed your restraint there. What about your development, Mick? You had a bit of a media day earlier in the week and you spoke about how you're looking to really beef that up and make that more productive.
Well, the club itself, Stephen Triggs come in and has set down certain criteria of where the club needs to go with Mark, our president. I just think it's so important that you know where you're going and how you're going to get there. There's going to be hiccups on the way. That's life, and there's going to be opposition. That's given. The whole idea is that if you've got some means of knowing where you're going, then you can start to put down the foundations. And I think look, as far as a coach goes, I've moved, and I detest the word chopped. I've moved players on and out, and we've got rough. Well, got just under 50% what I started with, and I think it was so. We had to do that. We have to regenerate this list. The club needs to regenerate itself, and so does the list. And you got four players here. We're going to pick up one more player in next week, and then three rookies. So we're getting a lot more kids coming through, and we've lost players. Some we didn't want to lose. Bets we certainly didn't want to lose. But you know.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Stephen Silvani, when does he start?
Oh, well, that hasn't been appointed. I mean, everyone's saying that. I'm not privy to that.
Okay.
I'd like to be privy to it, but they're working through that particular role.
We haven't spoken to you since Bluey, Macker and Sando got sacked. And you're a coach's man. You're a player's man. Player power and all this sort of stuff. Bix was involved. He doesn't want to get involved with this. But honestly, fair dinkum. Mick, what's going on?
Well, I personally don't think players sack coaches.
I agree.
Boards
do.
I think boards listen too closely to the players and then make a decision.
They panic.
So therefore, the board makes a decision. Mm. Boards have got to be stronger, or administrators have got to be stronger. Take what's right out of it, make adjustments, or just tell the players. Go, you know, if you're a baker, bake the bread. If you're a player, go and play footy. You're not there to be picking coaches. Mm. So I feel for Bluey. I really didn't know.
You're close to Bluey. Yeah.
Well, I coached Bluey, and he was also my assistant coach. Mm. I think that Rodney Eade will capitalise on the hard work of Guy McKenna.
No doubt.
To the point where they are one injury, Abbott injury, away from playing the eight last year, or this season. So they'll go forward. I was shocked. I've got to say, I was shocked with the Adelaide one. Maybe there's reasons. I don't know. It wasn't really mentioned in the press conference. And Macca from Footscray, he was fantastic bloke. But again, you're not privy to what happens behind the scenes. But for all intents and purposes, he had the job, didn't have the job, and then Griffin was going to go, and both went. I mean, I don't know. I can't work that one quite out. But anyway. Mick, but Luke Brevidge, I had Luke Brevidge as assistant coach for 2 years. Yeah. He's a good lad.
Yeah. Mick, as always, open and honest. Your chats this year has been terrific. I've enjoyed it. It's one of my favourite parts of the week. I've got that Rusden Black Guts
look at
2010. Thanks to Rusden, home of the Black Guts. Look at his eyes light up.
Oh, it has. It has. You're a very giving man. That's
Alicia. That's Cam. It's Bix. It's me. Everyone
Bix
behind.
Has got nothing to do. He can
well, actually, no, it's not from you. That's from actually Bone. Yeah. And you can have a little bit of it as well. Like maybe that much of the core.
But no, that's
well done, mate.
I love my Tuesday nights because I can actually talk, and I think you've got a lot of listeners in Victoria because a lot of the things we say over in South Australia tend to make them way back into the papers in Melbourne. So I'm always, in fact, you relax me that much, I'm actually, I say too much, I think.
No, but Mick, we know the real you, and not many people get to see the real you inside a footy club, and Melbourne do. And now they're trying to get you to soften out there with... Mm. Well, what's that dude's name again? That chick? He can go and get stuff.
Oh, Rowie.
We talked about this
before.
You're
going to belt him. You said you're going to belt him. You said you're going
to jump. I will belt him on your behalf.
You can't talk about that.
Just last one. Thanks to Backshot, Saraz and North Point Sarada. You got enough Friday night games? I mean, have you got a good enough draw?
Draw's a draw. If you're good enough, you make it.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah, all the best, mate.
Mick, great start.
Great talking to you guys.
Well done.
Looking forward to next year with more victories.
Well done. For North Point Toyota, our special guest, Michael Malthouse.